Grace, mercy, and peace be to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Privilege, power, prerogative. Three very different words, yet closely connected. Privilege, power, prerogative. Closely connected, and I might add, quite easily and often frequently, we might even say, abused words, even among the people of God. A prerogative is a right. And how often do we hear somebody saying, "That's my right"? Power has to do with the ability to do something. And how often have you heard a dialogue that goes with someone asking, "Why are you doing that?" And the response is, "Because I can." Privilege is connected to taking advantage of others. And how often do we sense people taking advantage of others, even if it's something as simple as cutting in line or pushing your way to the front of a crowd? Privilege, power, prerogative. I want you to think about those words as we hear again how John the Baptizer answers the question when he is asked, "John, who are you?" He says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' I baptize with water, but among you stands one who you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." John was a privileged and powerful person. But he was a privileged and powerful person who claimed no prerogative for himself, no right for himself. Why not? Well, I think it's because by the power of the Holy Spirit, he recognized all of these things to be gifts. Gifts entrusted to him by his Creator and Redeemer. Gifts entrusted to him by his Creator and Redeemer for a purpose. And for John, not just his ministry, but for John in life and ministry, it was always all about Jesus. Jesus, the one who had given John all of that privilege and power. Jesus, who gave John the prerogative to say, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." Now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, today Jesus has given to you and to me the opportunity to walk in the footsteps of John. He has given us the opportunity, the gift to say, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord," even though his sandal, the strap of his sandal, I am not worthy to untie. Our world in many ways has become a very dry and arid place, a wilderness, a desert. We are traveling, it seems like, in uncharted territory. Often seems like there's a new danger around every corner. And all of this is spurning more and more power struggles, seems like more than we've ever seen. Perhaps broadening both the number and the spectrum of losers, or at least those who feel like they are losing, which prompts them to simply to try and fight back harder or speak out louder. trying to proclaim, to claim, reclaim their privilege, their power, their prerogative. My friends, this is not a rabbit hole that we've entered. It's a sewer hole. And it's very easy, in fact, natural for us to take this broad and crooked path. Except that on the day of your baptism, and now through his word and sacrament active in your ongoing life, Jesus has made and continues to make a straight path right at you, redeeming you and me from our natural ways and making us to be his privileged people. People who have the privilege of walking in the footsteps of John the Baptizer. People who have the privilege of having a unique voice in this dry and arid world. Privileged people who can help others find their way out of the sewer onto that straight path named Jesus. This, my friends, is really what privilege is all about. It is a gift given you and me in our baptism, a gift that helps us recognize that we are not worthy to untie the sandals of Jesus. But rather, we have the gift to be servants whose lives are all about Jesus. For the simple reason that all that we have, all that we are, every opportunity that we are given, all of these things are gracious, undeserving gifts from him. Gifts given to us by Jesus with a twofold purpose. First, that we might spend time and eternity with him. And secondly, so that we might walk in the footsteps of John, leading others to the one who gives true meaning to privilege and power and prerogative. Yes, I do know where that took John. A little bit later of Jesus, he would say, he must increase and I must decrease. Then he was put in prison. He told his followers to stop following him and follow Jesus. He lost his head. Yet, as strange as this may sound, I believe that you would have asked John to describe his life. He would have said, I have the privilege of living the best life now. Although his definition would have been very different from that of Joel Osteen. Do you see how messed up, how rebellious, how perverted we are? We claim power for ourselves, or we claim our own prerogative, or we claim privilege for ourselves. As we do that, it has us living in a sewer hole that makes others around us feel bad, which prompts them to simply fight back all the harder or to talk all the louder, trying to claim or reclaim their privilege, power, prerogative. All that happens with all of that, we all end up together the bottom of the sewer. And in the midst of this perverted wilderness, Jesus has given to you and me the privilege of being a unique voice that leads individuals in the opposite direction, into lives of totally different privileges and power and prerogatives. lives lived with the realization that we don't have to fight for anything because it's all been given to us by Jesus. Freely given to us by Jesus for the purpose of us giving it away. Does that mean we'll be taken advantage of? Well, maybe, in fact, quite possibly. Does it mean that we'll be viewed sometimes by others as powerless pawns and paupers? Yeah, probably. But it also means that our rights can be summarized in a hymn that you know, "Just as I am without one plea, but that his blood was shed for me." And it does mean that we are living our best lives now according to our Lord's definition, and it will continue through all eternity because we are our Lord's privileged people, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, covered with his righteousness, called to be his own, raised to live with him forever, empowered to share it all with everyone we meet. In Jesus' name, amen. And may this